One of my favorite things to do on the show, and you already know this, I say this every single time when this happens, is being able to spotlight some incredible work that's happening in our city. More often than not, we sometimes see the city looking the way it looks, but we might not understand the engine, a really intricate network that runs together with what we see that is causing our city to be the way it is. And I know for a lot of us, when you look at our city, we could be crying about so many different things that we want to see change, we want to see doing a little bit better. But there's a lot of work that's happening in the background, underground, so to say, in really serving, loving, and being the hands and feet of Jesus to those in our community. One such organization that does this so well has been doing it for a number of years, and they've recently come to Pretoria to say, hey, we want to be able to bring this heart and this passion of ours here, is U-Turn. And you might remember them. We spoke to them a month ago, to be exact, talking about some of the work that they're doing there and highlighting how incredible it is in taking partnership with some of the already existing work and really saying, hey, we want to bring our flair into what we believe God is calling us to. Well, joining me in studio this afternoon is Herman Stayberg from U-Turn, talking about the art therapy exhibition, joined by Tamarin Detoy, who is the art student for the art therapy exhibition, as well as the progression ceremony that's happening this Saturday is what we're going to be speaking about. And they join me in studio to tell me all about that. Good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 36.
Thank you. Awesome to be here.
Thank you. Great to have you.
You know, Herman, the last time we spoke, I remember to this day, my wife still since been nagging me. The pack of information that you had stapled together so beautifully, still sitting on my dining room table. Because for the longest time, I've always felt like, man, the work that's happening here is absolutely incredible. And I've always kept it there as a reminder to say, as often as what I can, I want to remember it. I want to be aware of it. I want to celebrate it. I want to know more about what's happening. And because I think what you do through U-Turn is so critical. But before we continue the conversation, I have the luxury of having that on my dinner table. But someone might be hearing about this for the very first time. Maybe give us a brief idea of the work you do through U-Turn.
Yeah, what an awesome privilege to do that. So the heart is we're creating an effective pathway out of homelessness. It means we're walking a journey with these guys, a therapeutical-based, grounded journey, all gospel-directed. We know Jesus is the only one that can really bring the transformation. But it's a process. It's a journey walking alongside these guys from being dependent, broken, rejected on substances, not having hope, not believing there's a future, all the way to independence, sobriety, own income, own accommodation, living their God-given purpose. So that's a four-phase program. So phase one is Lighthouse Service Center that we set up from February. That's a contact point. That's where clients can come and we serve them basic needs. The basic needs for homeless guys is food and clothing and shower and safe space to sleep, but in exchange for a voucher. We break that mentality of the world owe me something, and we want to teach them to take responsibility for your own life.
Yeah.
So nothing is for free. We have a time frame in the morning where we clean the streets. We've sowed about 5,500 hours towards the CBD, cleaning the CBD. The CBD
wow.
looks beautiful. But that makes them feel valuable. And people acknowledge them and cheer and applaud them and saying thank you. So they feel valuable. They've been seen. And the bonus is I'm paying them their voucher for every half an hour they're working. So they earn 4 vouchers on a day. And now he's buying his lunch and his shower and his clothing and his safe space to sleep, his locker with a voucher. So it's not a handout anymore. It's not charity. It's dignity. But in that, the focus is still phase four, which is independence. I'll get to that.
Yeah.
So the heart is all focusing on independence and this journey to independence and change readiness. That's the heart of phase one and two is change readiness. Building trust, building relationship that they trust us with their lives, that we can point them after all just to Christ. That's we following Christ, so if they follow us, they will heading to Christ, to the Father, man. The only way, the truth, and the life, we know it. But then, exciting now, Saturday, we progressing 15 of these clients to phase two. So phase two is the first phase where they are enrolled in the program. Phase one, sleep on the street, sleep at their safe space, come and go as they want. Phase two comes with a lot of responsibility because they're now ready for it. There's a lot of trains, a lot of progression, and we enroll them now in the program. And now, it comes with more responsibility. They're going to do more duties. We're going to have a maintenance team, and we're going to have a cleaning team. Some of them, we're going to teach them in the kitchen. But still, more focused therapeutic sessions, one-on-one sessions. Mm. We're partnering with Project Exodus, an amazing company doing recovery. We're going to do it in-house. Those that need assistance in that breaking with medical intervention for that withdrawal symptoms the first week or two, we'll send them and refer them, and then they come back. Yeah. But now phase two is recovery. It's all about recovery, and not just from substances, but from homelessness, behavioral recovery. Yeah. And then following that, we know in South Africa the relapse rate is sky high from people finishing recovery. So what Uten says is you're not ready for work yet. So now we've got a work readiness program. That's to come around about September. We'll come and share much more about that.
Yes, please.
Time to come. But that's where they work for the program, and still therapeutical, one day a week, personal development training center, and working with that deeper things that's keeping them there until phase four is dependence, independence, yeah. Complete independence, graduating from the program. We'll come and share more about that. For now,
yes, please.
We're super excited that we have our first batch, an intake of phase two clients. And the wonderful thing is they can still be on substances and struggling with substance abuse. But the Holy Spirit has touched them. We have 2-3 guys that's already off crystal meth without intervention. Wow. Just by what's happening. System, structure, keeping them busy, and gospel-directed program. So wonderful. We are super excited, and that's why we're combining this open day with the art exhibition on Saturday. Come visit us, come see, yeah. Come experience the goodness of the Lord.
Well, that was Herman and Tam. Yeah, that's great, great chats. I think we can wrap it up over here because you've just highlighted such incredible work you do. But I mean, every single time you speak about this, I'm just always in awe of just the quality of the impact that it has into the lives of every single one of those people that walk through your doors and move from this place of dependency to dignity. And I think that's such a powerful thing. You really underscored therapy quite a few times, even in your kind of journey through from this phase to the next phase to the next phase up until they make it to phase four. And Tamarin, maybe this is where I want to bring you in, because the art exhibition, therapy is something that I think is such an important part in that holistic approach of not just saying, hey, you've got something to eat and you keep it moving, mm-hmm. but looking at the holistic person. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So as art therapy students and part of our honors art program at the University of Johannesburg, we're required to take part in a community practice. And that is where our journey with Lighthouse U-Turn started. So over the past 7 weeks, we've been having these art making sessions with the Safe Space users who volunteer to join us in the program. And the amazing thing with art therapy is that it has this powerful transformative space that it creates where creativity meets healing. So it's more about the process, and it's not about the perfect piece and the outcome, right?
Yeah.
So the process of making art to explore emotions, tell stories, and reconnect with our sense of self is really the focus for our art therapy program. And the experience we've had.
And I think it's such a powerful thing to be able to create space that allows people that might be a part of the program to go, hey, this is an opportunity for you to get deeper healing and really allow the Lord to not just meet you where you are, but even just historical things. Because I'm just imagining the quality and where the people would be by the time they get to phase four, which you've seen. And I'm sure it must be an incredible thing to kind of see as they walk out of these therapy sessions at first kind of going, what is this? But at the end of the journey, when they make it to phase four, kind of going, man, I really needed this.
Yeah.
And I think that's really powerful.
We have some guys now that felt, I've learned so much here, maybe I'm just ready now to go and find a job. And after all these and the impact of the therapy, Liesl, our therapeutical caseworker, students coming to help us, there's now music therapy that's going to start helping us, realizing I'm going to wait until you guys tell me I'm ready to go. I need this more than I thought, exactly as you.
You know, for a lot of us, we might be going, Herman, I think what you're doing is incredible. And there's nothing like being able to hear such great initiatives. And you kind of feel like, okay, I want to plow into there. I don't know what to do. I don't have the skill sets like Tam does to be able to do art therapy or to have the know-how like you have, Herman. For those daily needs that you might be saying, hey, this is what we go through every day, and this is where we're experiencing a little bit of a lack. What are some of those needs that someone could say, I want to really like slot in and really just plug into what you're doing in advancing the kingdom and serving our city?
So I would say first and foremost, presence makes the difference. It's being there. It started at 10 o'clock Saturday. We'll have a ceremony function at 11 o'clock and a bit of another thing at 12 o'clock. Being there, coming, encouraging these guys, support them just by come and pray over them, being present there, come and commend them and just encourage them on this journey. You know, that's the most important thing. So it's an opportunity just to come and put foot on the ground, come and see what we're doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we do more than 3,500 meals a month. You know, and yeah, they earn it with a voucher, but there's not money that's coming in for it. So we always need food, you know, non-perishable food, maize meal, mabala porridge, sugar, toiletries. We're going to bless all these guys that's going to go to the phase two accommodation now with toiletry kits for the month and coffee and tea. Just the basic needs for food. I mean, it's always come and drop it off, come say hello, come encourage the guys. But Saturday is an opportunity to come and celebrate, to come and see how they have grown, how they have matured, what are they all busy with, and just come and be there for them. Come show your support, come show your love. And I think that's the most important thing, a tangible presence.
Yeah, look, I think it's a great opportunity to not just hear all the work that's been done, but actually go see it and go see the lives that's actually been changed. And Tamarin, before we wrap up our time together, maybe I want to bring it back to you in terms of, you know, the change you see through people, that you see people go through, through moments like art therapy, where they allow themselves to really journey back into time and just allow that healing to happen that they otherwise maybe could have felt like, I'm fine, I'll carry on with life without this. Tell us about some of the impression that has left you with seeing someone's life really kind of changing before their own eyes.
Yeah, so I must say it's amazing. We had 7 weeks to spend with the guys, and it started off where we had to really work on our relationships. And, you know, we even had some participants who were like really tired in the sessions. And as the sessions went on, these guys were so like, the same guys who weren't really interested are like, yeah, I'm here, I'm present and sharing and being open, body language. And at the end, we finished on Tuesday, and one of the participants said to us, you know what, I feel like a person again. And it was through the reflection that they did themselves through making art, you know, it's the process and going through that process and spending time with the materials and, you know, just allowing yourself to be present in the moment and to find that for you and for yourself. It's really empowering. And so I'm super, absolutely thrilled that these participants are going to be sharing what they created over the past 7 weeks, and not only sharing what they made, because it's not product, right? It's process. But actually these guys being present on Saturday to share those empowering stories. And I think hearing from them personally is going to really do way more justice than I'm doing for them at the moment. the students and I, Talo, Sine, and Bontle, we are just so blessed and just so grateful to be a part of this amazing experience and seeing these guys, you know, just their empowerment that they have shared with us through their reflections. It's been amazing.